Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. We continue on with our previews of 2023 high school football teams in the metro and area. And right now we're joined by Waverly Shellrock High School football coach Mark Hubbard. Go Hawks coming off of an outstanding season, 9-0 in the 2022 regular season, a Class 4A playoff quarterfinalist. Coach Hubbard, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Doing great, thanks. And yourself?
I'm doing outstanding. We're talking football. It's that time of the year. I mean, I know I'm ready for it, and I hope that your guys are as ready as they can be. But I think we should start with talking about your off season. How did the team look in the off season? What did you get done in terms of weightlifting or camps or 7-on-7s?
Well, pretty much all that, right? I mean, that's kind of the name of the off season game, and I think really what we hope a lot of our kids are doing, and we do have a fair amount of them that that are involved in multiple sports, and we want them out there competing as much as they can. And at a school our size, all of us head coaches, we've got to share them. They're not football players, they're not wrestlers, mm-hmm. they're not basketball players, baseball players, or track athletes, or tennis. They're just Go Hawks. And we got to share them. And so we had a lot of kids involved, a lot of stuff.
Coach Hubbard, all the other coaches I've talked to have pointed out just how valuable the 7-on-7s can be during the off season. What did you take away from your team in 7-on-7s? Did you learn a little bit more about your guys, especially because you did have an outstanding senior class that included some skill players that graduated?
The 7-on-7 was helpful, and it just gives you an opportunity to look at kids and see them moving around a little bit and experiment with kids in different spots. But yeah, in the same token, we had a lot of our skilled athletes, I'd say, or 7-on-7 type kids, they were involved in baseball too, and that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. And so some of those guys didn't get as much 7-on-7 time until we went to a padded team camp down at Central College, so they got a lot more 7-on-7 time down there. But yeah, it's definitely better to be involved in 7-on-7 than a lot of other things they could be doing.
No doubt. When it comes to these preseason practices, full pads on for most all teams by this point, Coach, but in that earlier preseason period before the full pads go on, what have you and your staff found to be the most valuable use of that particular time when, like I mentioned, preseason practices are not fully padded?
Right. So, we always think, on the offensive side of the ball, there's really two things, right? It's how do I block, or how do I throw? And then there's, who do you block mm-hmm. and who do you throw to? And so you have to balance it between, especially in that early time of the year, on both the how and the who. Sometimes they're making mistakes because they don't know how to block. Other times they're making mistakes because they don't know who to block. And so you have to take time on both of those things, both in the passing game and the run game. And I think defensively, it's just such a great opportunity to teach, to install coverages, to install pressures, because the inability to tackle and to hit, on pads on at that point, it's a lot of education.
Outside of the obvious of tackling and hitting, like you just said, when the full pads do go on in preseason practice, is there something else, outside of the obvious part of, just bringing the contact into practice that's important once full pads go on? I don't know, it could be as simple as conditioning with full pads. What do you say, Coach?
Yeah, I think you said it. I think the state allows you to wear a helmet pretty much all summer, and mm-hmm. So the kids were in helmets all summer, and that helped a lot, just with their neck strength and getting used to maneuvering and looking and seeing through a helmet. But then, like you said, then when you put all the rest of the pads on and just being used to carrying that around, it does take a little time for them to get used to it. Quarterbacks learning how to throw again with shoulder pads on, it's a little bit different. Receivers looking through their face masks, putting the ball away, you know, high and tight, you know, with pads, without, you know, it does create, you know, just a whole different level.
Waverly Shellrock High School football coach Mark Hubbard, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company as we continue our previews of metro and area teams ahead of the 2023 season. It'll be kicked off next Friday night, and the Gohawks will take on Cedar Rapids Xavier at home in Waverly. We'll talk about that with Coach Hubbard coming up here in just a little bit. But, Coach, in just talking a little bit more about your preseason practices, how much looks the same versus how much might be differentiated because of, you know, the personnel that you have from year to year? I mentioned before some outstanding seniors that graduated off of last year's team. So, if at all, how different do these preseason practices look to have them tailored to the specifics of your personnel?
Yeah, you know, I think in high school football, you know, there's a lot of ways to skin the cat. You know, we've been running a lot of the same stuff for about the last 3 years. Previous to that, we ran some more spread stuff. Now we'll probably be more spread oriented. You know, again, mm-hmm. That's just kind of based on the kids we have in our program, and really some of the schemes and you know, some of it is still applicable whether you're under center or, you know, you're in the spread or whatever you're in. So some of the run game stuff doesn't really change all that much for alignment. But you know, obviously the mesh point is different in the gun than as opposed to the center, but. And then defensively, we'll be very similar, you know, to what we've been. You know, I think that it has been, it suited us well, and you know, that scheme still really fits the DNA of our kids over there playing defense.
And Coach, when it comes to, you know, being as prepared physically and mentally as possible for this upcoming season, it makes me think about, all right, everybody wants to look at a new season with fresh eyes, and that's understandable, but there's got to be at least one or two things that's important to take from the previous season that can be a benefit to the next one. What, if anything, would you put your finger on that, whether it's your staff, your players, or both, you want guys to remember because it should be helpful in 2023?
Well, you know, I think being an elite teammate is something that, you know, I think we really stress in our program, and so much of that's out of our control as coaches, and we can do the best we can to train leadership and do some of those things, but ultimately we need to model it ourselves as coaches, and I think the last year or two or three we've taken a step in that direction of being an elite teammate, emphasizing being an elite teammate, and so I hope that continues, you know, in 2023, that those players continue to do that and develop that mindset. And then, you know, I think there's always little schematical things, right? Like maybe you saw this play or that play or a different way to tackle. This year our staff is going to be completely an offensive side staff and a defensive staff, which we've never fully done. And we're seeing that that's benefiting both our, you know, probably we're getting more time with our younger players than we ever have before. So that's been fun to get to know those guys soon.
That's interesting. When it comes to offense and defense, you look at the offense and Cole Marsh returns at quarterback. He had an exciting announcement earlier this summer with a commitment to the Iowa Hawkeyes. What's next for Cole in terms of how he can be an even better Gohawk this football season?
Well, there aren't much better teammates than him.
Yeah.
You know, he has the opportunity now to go on to the University of Iowa, tight end U, right?
Yep.
And be a tight end there, and that's just a fantastic opportunity. And it says a lot about him that he took a chance on himself. He'd never been a tight end, really, and he went down to their camp as a tight end. And they saw enough that they wanted to have him come be a part of their program. You know, this year, to be honest, through the first 3 weeks here or so, you know, he's played a lot of positions. He's lined up at quarterback, he's lined up at X receiver, he's lined up at tight end, he's lined up at strong safety, he's lined up at H back, he's lined up at defensive end. I mean, and you know, so he's getting a lot of different looks. in a lot of different spots. So we're trying to get him, you know, like you said, to maximize his skill level. Sometimes you got to get him out of their comfort zone and put him in positions that maybe he hasn't been in.
When it comes to your defense, you said that for the most part, you imagine schematically it'll remain the same, but you know, you had such a great group on that side as seniors last year. Asa Newsome, McCray Haggerty, Tyler Gayer, Simon Ott, just to name a few of them, Coach Hubbard. Who's in the mix? Who are you looking to step up and lead your defense? I have to imagine that's probably got to be some really good competition that you and your staff are seeing play out right now.
Right. You know, we graduated nine of the 11 starters on defense, and a lot of those guys were two-year starters. And so we've got a lot of competition for playing time right now in those spots. And it's fun. It's really a fun atmosphere to see them battling for those spots. You know, I think, you know, the strength of that unit, the experience, I should say, will be across the defensive line. That's where we return the most experience. And Cole Thompson, who was an all-district defensive end, and Cale Miller, who's an all-district offensive lineman. He'll return on the D-line as well. Caden Hutz will be back on there. You know, Carter Fink as a junior and showed a lot of promise, you know, on the defensive line. And then we've got a sophomore, and Ian Sedgwick, that really has done a nice job so far, you know, to this point. And then the linebackers, we've got the Kramer twins. We got George and Charlie that are juniors, and they're both exciting players to watch, great rugby players, so you know, we're excited to see them. And in the secondary, a lot of different guys battling back there. Grant Traynor will be a senior, brings back the most experience back there probably. And the edges, you know, I already mentioned Cole Marsh. You know, he's been playing some outside linebacker. Gavin Stockdale's been taking reps there. Mentioned Cam Kramer already, you know, on the edge as an outside backer. Jack Wilson's got a younger brother, Sam, that's taken a lot of reps at corner. Benny Ramker's back, had some experience last year at corner. Nathan Miller. So we got some guys that definitely could do some things. Ethan Bibler is looking really good at safety and halfback, and they use him kind of in those spots here and there. So a lot of different guys.
When it comes to the season opener a week from this Friday at home against Cedar Rapids Xavier, just given our conversation, Coach Hubbard, makes me think of a couple things. One, of course, just what do you know about Cedar Rapids Xavier? And two, what's the approach when you're going to have so many new starters to open a season? It's not like you haven't been there before, but what do you think about those two dynamics, the scouting report versus week one with a lot of new starters?
Well, you know, Xavier's in a similar boat. They graduated about nine guys off their state championship defense. So they'll have some new faces out there. They reload. I mean, they're tough every year. Mm-hmm. Coach Schulte does a great job. So you know they're going to play hard. They're going to play downhill. They play super physical. And that is, you know, it doesn't matter. That's their trademark. That's how they play. You know, in terms of our history with them, you know, probably I would say, you know, we've yet to beat them during my time here. And probably if you look at their, you know, the scores, we've given them, you know, some of the biggest challenges probably that they've had.
Yeah.
Out, you know, in here, you know, we haven't played in recent years, but you know, very familiar with their program, and they are, you know, with us as well.
A lot of great games in week one across the state, Coach Hubbard, but I think you guys might have the game up in Waverly next Friday. So best of luck, best of health this season. We'll be following along, and we'll be sure to get you back on the show at some point during the regular season, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks for what you do.